standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
That rejoin's never not going to trigger me. Joe Mixon smashed his thumb replacing his hardwood floors. Thanks for the heat, Branham. A new house is a flex alone, let alone hardwood floors nowadays, especially these interest rates. My goodness. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Where are you with C.J. Stroud now relative to the quarterback position? DeMeco Ryans was on with Rock and Roll and John Harris the other day on his little coaches show that they put on their Houston Texans YouTube, which was only like 5 minutes this week, which all the other games have been like 20 minutes. I wonder if they interview him less after a win and then interview players too. Anyways, I don't know. Maybe a little bit too inside baseball. But DeMeco Ryans said something about C.J. Stroud that jumped out to me, and I completely agree with him. Here, take a listen.
Very close to what we want to do offensively. I think that's where you see C.J. was able to get the ball out quicker. I think that's where he operates best. When the ball is out, it's on time. Receivers, just get the ball in their hands and let's see them create in space. Right? And those are the plays I think we have to lean into more. Run the ball, get the ball out quicker. That's a formula for us playing winning football as a team.
DeMeco knows ball. I've been wanting this for C.J. Stroud all season long, last year too. I think he's trying to be Josh Allen when he needs to be Jared Goff. He's certainly more athletic than Jared Goff, but he's not going to win playing like Allen. He's going to win playing like Goff. So this is a huge positive for me. People are like, oh, he needs to be more of a playmaker. He needs to run more. No! He needs to get rid of the football quickly, especially behind this bad offensive line.
I also think if they just started getting the ball out quicker, that eventually the big stuff would open up. I think it's like one thing just leads to another. You run the ball better, you get the ball out quicker. Eventually, they're going to have to move down or move into the box, and they'll be, the stuff over the top will eventually be there. They just got to do the simple stuff. That's all they need to do. Just
you know,
make
it's like
it a little bit easier.
It's like boxing because you know I'm a big boxing aficionado ever since I watched Canelo and Bud Crawford the other day. You know what it's like? It's like somebody who's got their guard up and is not allowing you to get the head punch in. And you know what you do? Shots to the body. Shots to the body. Shots to the body. What happens after a bunch of shots to the body? That guard starts to lower. And when that guard starts to lower, what do? Little Mike Tyson right hook, get the knockout. That's kind of what it's like. All right, C.J. Stroud, relative to the rest of the NFL quarterback position, where were we with him at the start of the year? I had him like seventh, which...
I think you guys ended up with him 10th on your QB list.
Yeah, collectively. I think I had him like 7 or 8. Or 6 or 7. Where did you – so, Brian, I don't remember where you had him specifically.
Yeah, I don't think I have that saved anymore.
No, just a ballpark.
I think I had him 9th.
Okay. Joe,
no,
where do you think you had
eight,
him?
But
where do you think you had him preseason?
I had him at 9 or 10.
Okay, so we're all there, like 9 or 10 area. Where do you think he's at now? Here's the Athletics. Like, they do a little quarterback power ranking, which love me some power rankings. They currently have C.J. Stroud 17th in the NFL. They have Allen 1. Like, we're not going to put Stroud ahead of him, right?
No.
No.
Lamar?
No.
Nope.
Cooper? Patrick Mahomes?
Nope.
Jordan Love, they have 4.
Feels high for Love.
He's doing numbers, which I think influences this because, like, it's number-driven. I don't think he's the 4th best quarterback in the NFL, but he is putting up numbers.
Yeah, it's high for Love, but he's in front of Stroud.
And for the sake of this conversation, we're only doing quarterback versus Stroud. Like, you know, is Love high at 4 probably, but different conversation. I had Stroud ahead of Love start of the season. I can't put Stroud ahead of Love right now.
No, absolutely
agreed.
Not.
Jalen Hurts?
No.
Nope.
Baker?
Nope.
No.
That's hard for me. I still lean Stroud over Baker.
Stroud's ceiling's higher, but you can't say Baker isn't playing better.
You put yourself on Pat Take Boulevard last week for saying Baker was better than Stroud. Are you gonna walk that back already?
A lot of it's the setting. I mean, he's got at the time, Baker Mayfield's got Emeka Egbuka and Mike Evans, and he's got some better offensive line. He's got Rashad White backing up the stud. Tellback, who's now hurt, which makes me very sad because I own a lot of Bucky Irving.
Now we'll see how it looks this weekend for Baker. Like, they're missing parts of their offensive line. They're not going to have Mike Evans. They're not going to have Bucky Irving. Chris Godwin's going to be in his second game back. Like, it could be a disaster.
I'll go Baker. To win me a game tomorrow, give me Baker. I like Stroud's potential more. Brian's right on that. Justin Herbert.
Ooh.
Herbert.
Jared
Herbert.
Goff.
Goff.
Goff's kind of the same thing I feel about Baker. Like, Goff to win a game tomorrow, Stroud potential, blah, 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 blah. Stafford. Stafford's a freak, dude. Stafford's so good.
And he just doesn't slow down. He just keeps going.
He was like 330 yards last week.
Do you see the viral video of him looking off the safety?
Oh, yeah. Don't look when he's yelled out, don't look at me or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I love that so much.
Well, it's easy to do when you're a clone. Like, you learn from the past guys.
He's AI.
Yeah.
His AI with his eyes. Sam Darnold. They have Darnold 10th here.
I would take CJ.
Yeah, I got to go CJ over Darnold.
Yeah, I go CJ as well, even though I'm starting to be open to it with the way he's playing this year.
Dak
for sure right now.
Yeah, I would go Dak as well.
Begrudgingly.
Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is playing at a high level, boys.
He is. I would still take CJ, though.
I'm going Daniel Jones. Like, what the offense they're playing in matters here. Because, like, Jones and the Steichen offense, I'll take that over Stroud and the Nick Cayley Weiss offense. If you just plucked those two quarterbacks and put them in a random offense, I would go Stroud over Daniel Jones.
Right.
But Jones in the Steichen system is way better, in my opinion, than Stroud in the Nick Cayley Weiss system for what he's shown in the first four. Drake May.
CJ.
I think right
Although
now
the gap's closing.
It's really, really close. I think I would take CJ.
Yeah, I would go CJ too, but maybe we're being homers. Brock Purdy.
No, I would take CJ.
Yeah, I would go CJ too. Aaron Rodgers.
CJ.
Yeah,
though Rodgers is looking more like old Rodgers.
A lot of dinks and dunks though with Rodgers, but still looking okay, looking better than people thought. Kyler Murray, the greatest athlete actively playing on planet Earth.
Easiest call so far, CJ.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, I'm out on Kyler.
So how many quarterbacks did you – because CJ's next. How many quarterbacks did you have CJ ahead of?
I had – so I this list is going to be a little different because I still included the hurt guys on my list.
Okay. Here are guys behind him. Geno?
I'm fine Trev? I'm fine with Stroud in front of Geno. Geno's throwing the ball around too much.
Knicks?
No, CJ. I'd take CJ.
Caleb? Ooh.
I don't take CJ. It.
I don't hate Caleb over him. That's fine by me. Tua.
CJ.
Penix.
CJ.
Fields.
CJ.
Ward.
A million miles.
It's getting easier.
CJ.
Cam Ward's ass.
Going, of course, it should be getting easier. We're going 1 through 32. Jackson Dart.
CJ.
Bryce Young.
CJ.
Marcus Mariota.
CJ.
Carson Wentz.
CJ.
Jay Browning.
CJ.
Joe Flacco.
CJ.
Spencer Rattler.
CJ.
Okay, so who are the guys you had at the injured guys? Burrow.
Jaden Daniels and Burrow.
Daniels.
Yeah.
Who was the other one? Did you say a third?
No, those were the two.
Okay. So how many? So where did you have them?
I had 16th.
Yeah, that's middle of the pack.
Yep.
That's a middle of
yeah,
the
you
road.
You only have, what, a one-place difference? Because they have them at 17? Like,
yeah.
When I'm looking at the list now, I think where I said, the last place I said I would take a guy over CJ was Dak. So that will put him at 12.
Yeah, but Joe's adding the
Yeah, he's
Daniels
adding guys
Burrow.
That are hurt. Yeah. I get it, but.
I think I had him around 14 or so.
Yeah, I don't think 17's unfair. It might be on the low side of his range, but I don't think it's unfair.
Closer to 15 than it is 10. So, like, I mean, it's moved quite a bit since the start of the year.
And I think rightfully so, and it's not all his fault, as we've discussed, but the production hasn't been there, and just it's been largely unimpressive outside of one quarter. And I still want to give him the benefit of the doubt of that he put his team in position to win the first 2 weeks. He did. Like, he did his job. He had them down there to score before Dari fumbled. He had them down there versus Jacksonville before Nico fumbled. He had the lead against Tampa Bay. Like, if they win one or two of those games, maybe I feel different about my list right now. But they haven't, and it's been bleh, bleh so far this season.
It's been what?
Bleh.
CJ Blah. Texter, CJ for me moved from 7-8 in the league to right around middle of the pack. Okay, so that's roughly what we had as well. He's for sure a top 32 starting quarterback. Appreciate the insight. Smart Alec. Another junkie on the text line. It was clear to me that CJ was doing three-step drops and got the ball out on time. Jab, jab, different from the previous 3 weeks. He did look much better on time, but like Joe said, it was second half, fourth quarter. This is a good question. Are you going to extend Stroud based on potential?
I just don't really – the hard part is I don't know what the other options are. Like, you're not going to have –
start over? That's pretty much it.
But, like, with what? Like, hoping you can trade up for Dante Moore? Like,
There is no other option.
Is he even eligible for the draft? Like, wait for CJ Carr, who might be the second best quarterback in college football right now? Yes, I'm biased, but I don't care. I think I'm accurate.
I mean, Will Levis is going to be Will Levis can be a guy that you can get in the offseason.
Stop. But, like, there are no other options. Like, Nussmeier has not been good. Aller's not been good for the most part. Like, what are you looking at in the college ranks? You want the
K-Klubnik hasn't looked great.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want? Mini Mahomes next year? Like
Arch Manning has been trash.
CJ is one of the quarterbacks in the NFL, Junkie says on the text line. I need one more solid game before I can commit to the Texans. They played one good half against the Titans. I would say offensively. They've been good defensively. CJ to the Canadian Football League. Come on now. What are we doing? Just trolling? My response to that text about paying Stroud on potential, I think that you have to. Now, hopefully you don't have to pay him $60 million, and maybe they can do like a Jordan Love thing where it's like a one-year extension, kind of bridge a gap to another extension to like prove it. Mm-hmm. Like, there are options without having to pay him a Dak Prescott contract.
Unfortunately, I don't agree with that.
His agent is David Mulligetta.
Why don't you agree to that?
Going to allow a Jordan Love type deal?
Well, that's why I'm calling his bluff. Like, if you're going to do that, see ya. I'm not playing that game with you, David Mulligetta. Like, sorry. Like, Stroud's going to have to produce like a top 10 quarterback before I'm paying him like a top 2 quarterback.
Yeah, it's just the path you go down is, it feels like you're if you don't just pay him, then you're going to have to potentially trade him. And I just don't know what the answer is. Like, are you flipping quarterbacks with the Rams? It's like CJ gets traded to the Rams. You sign Stafford on a one-year deal in free agency, but then you're starting to be the Colts post Andrew Luck, where you're just signing veteran quarterbacks. Because this team, while they're struggling, has too much talent on it to wait for a top five pick. Because they're probably going to win too many games for their defense every year to have a top five pick. So I just don't know. Outside of just paying CJ what the quarterback market is, I don't know what other options you really have, frankly.
See, I think I think CJ Stroud's going to have to be a top 10 quarterback. I think David Mulligetta knows that too. I don't think Mulligetta is going to hold the Texans over the barrel for $60 million when his quarterback's not producing at a top 10 level.
I mean, was Trevor Lawrence or Tua a top 10 quarterback when they got big money?
Did they hold him over the barrel and demand a trade?
No, those organizations just willingly paid them. Like they
calling have, their bluff.
They just paid him. They're like, this is the guy that they're like, this is our quarterback. We're going to pay him. I mean, even the Cowboys, like they drew it out forever. Because that's the thing with CJ though. But I think that's the complicated part is if you don't just pay him right away, more guys are going to start getting paid, and the price tag is only going to get higher and higher and higher and higher. So yeah. In a weird way, it's kind of like the Cam Smith conversation. It's different, but like if you just pay CJ now, you get him at his market value. That's probably at its best value. But if you wait,
see, I think his market value's changed though. Like at the start of the season, we're talking $55-60 million a year. He's not getting that right now. He's not getting that unless he plays really well over the rest of the season. If he plays the rest of the year like he did in the first four games, he's not getting $55-60 million a season.
I hope you're right, but I just don't see the. Teams just don't operate that way. I mean, outside of the Washington Commanders organization with Kirk Cousins, like teams just pay guys.
Different situations where that's not the case. I mean, Jordan Love was a guy who had a bridge contract. Lamar Jackson, top 2-3 quarterback in the NFL, was a guy who played on a tag.
I mean, even like the Jordan Love one, I mean, he played like what, 8, 10 games?
Then extended him?
Yeah, I think of course he didn't deserve a big contract. He had just taken over for Aaron Rodgers. He had been on the bench for 3 years, so I think that's where it's a little apples and oranges there.
Yeah,
and the other part of this is let's remember who the Texans GM is. Like he's shown a willingness to pretty much down the line just pay the top of the market for the guys they believe in.
That's true. That is true.
So I don't know if Caserio, like, regardless if he should fight over the price, I don't know if he wants to fight over the price.
It's just, I'm fascinated how this offseason is going to go for CJ Stroud. Because they're going to pay Will Anderson the second they can.
45 plus, yeah. Probably.
And he would be more acceptable, or at least more appropriate for their play. Now, look, there's still 13 games left to certainly swing this conversation. But if we're having the conversation like the end of the season is now, Will Anderson deserves top defensive end edge rusher money far more than CJ Stroud deserves top mm-hmm. quarterback money.
I mean, Will Anderson might be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Like
more than Parsons?
I guess the market's probably not going to go that high. But he'll be up there. I mean, he won't be far behind T.J. Watt and these guys.
Look, I think that they're going to have to pay Stroud based on potential. I don't think he's getting $55 million based on his current form, though. I don't believe it. I think they'll do more of a maybe a long-term, short, like less AAV. Look, I still think it's going to be north of 50.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it's going to be Dak money. I think he has lost some money with his current form, and if he doesn't improve that form, I think it's going to stay on that average.
Yeah, I wonder if that's the approach that his team will take, or if they will say, we think someone else will give us this money, so we're just going to demand a trade early. Like, we're going to try to force our way out. Like, I know that's people's concerns, but if CJ wants to get paid his max value at this moment, I think it would be more likely to happen elsewhere, to your point, instead of happening here. And my guess is the Texans still just pay him this offseason. I think they just cave, personally.
At what price, though? Because I think we mostly agree. I think that the conversation, though, is on the price.
I mean, okay, so like, Jordan Love's getting $55 million a year right now. Trevor Lawrence is getting 55. Tua is 53.1. Brock Purdy's 53.
Is Lawrence getting that much?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I mean.
I thought he was closer to 50.
The first quarterback of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL to not be making $50 million a year is Kyler Murray at $46.1 million.
And he's the greatest athlete on planet Earth.
And that contract was signed during 2022, so that contract is outdated. So that's where I think it's going to come in at a minimum $50 million. I mean, Brock Purdy got $53 million.
Yeah, it might be minimum 55.
Like, 55 is the highest paid quarterback right now in the NFL is, what, Josh Allen?
It's Dak.
Oh, it's Dak.
Dak's at 60 per year.
That's crazy.
It's crazy how it's $5 million more.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is the gap. Like, that's why I don't think Stroud can ask for 60, though. Like, if he's playing like this, and Dak's the highest at 60, and then you have a collection of guys at 55. He can't ask for 60.
No, but even if you pay him at 55, like 55, like it's $5 million.
55-1.
Like, is it even that much of a difference?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think you win games in the margins. So, like, I think it matters. $5 million more to spend, I think is significant. People might disagree, but I think you win in the NFL based on the margins. So, yeah, I would fight for that $5
million. Yeah, I mean, but even if... Like, I would want to pay him less than Trevor Lawrence based on the way he's playing right now. But that's a really hard argument to make with his agent.
No, you're right. He's not going to sign for less than 55. He's not extending on less than 55. It's more likely he would just play out his rookie contract and maybe even a tag than to sign an extension for less than 55.
Yeah, honestly, if I was CJ, like, I think that's the path I'd want to take right now. I would probably bet on myself. Of like, well, if they're coming at me with 50 because of the way this season's gone, wouldn't it just be better to go for it next year and have a better year next year and then say, okay, now you're going to pay me $60 million?
Yeah, it would. See, that's why – okay. So maybe it doesn't – his current play doesn't really change his eventual average annual salary. Maybe it just changes when he gets it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it pushes the can down the road a year or two. Because if he stays in this current form, okay, I'm not signing an extension, play out the rookie contract, maybe you look at a franchise tag, maybe you're looking at a trade demand at that point. If he ever enters the open market, you know that free agent quarterbacks never get there because they get extended. Somebody's going to overpay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Kirk Cousins got overpaid.
Mm-hmm. I mean, CJ would get a fully guaranteed contract.
Yeah, he would wait before he signed a $50 million AAV.
Yeah. It's a tough position to be in, and that's where like the Texans need CJ Stroud to, you know, just be
buckle
better.
Up,
just be better.
I think you need to inspire people in life.
Just be better.
You right there. You right. Rocky on YouTube. You need to be better. Alex on Twitter. You know what you need to do in your life?
Definitely
you just
Alex.
Need to be better. Brian, you need to be better. Israel, you need to be better. 9243. You need to be better. Tyler and Conroe, by the way. Tyler and Conroe, I think CJ can still be a good QB in the league. CJ has been cheeks. If you're Casario, you try to lock him up long-term now. See, I think we just talked through that practice, though. Like, I think Joe's right. Like, he's not going to accept a contract less than 55 anyways. Also, think about paying Trevor Lawrence. What did he do to get paid? Potential, to Joe's point. Potential got him paid. They didn't pay Baker. Yeah, but Baker wasn't really good his first few years. I mean, it was a mistake. But he wasn't great the first few years. Stroud is not a hometown guy. Someone will outbid us if he goes to free agency. Good quarterbacks don't get to free agency, though. Like, it's very rare for a QB to get to free agency.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to, like, quarterback. Like, the only guy who's got the free agency is Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
We don't even see
Drew Brees back in the day with his hurt shoulder.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's very,
Sam,
like,
Darnold.
Yeah, like good quarterbacks outside of Drew Brees, who was very broken at the time.
Peyton Manning. Like, but same reason.
Broken very broken. Neck. Like,
it,
like,
and they drafted Luck. So, like, it took two things. It took Manning to have a fused neck, and it took them to suck for Luck. So, like, they needed both things for Manning to ever enter free agency.
Yeah, so unless C.J. Stroud has a broken neck, he's not in free agency.
Well, if this offensive line doesn't hang up. O-line is trash. C.J. deserves better. They're getting better, Texture. They're getting better. Can't they just sign him to 55-60 and rework his deal every year? Doesn't Mahomes do that? Kind of. Mahomes signed a super long, mm-hmm. team-friendly deal, and then they rework it all the time for cap purposes. The thing, though, if you extend a guy before his rookie contract is over, though, you're not really doing the team any favors from a cap perspective, unless it's a super long-term deal like Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, the Mahomes deal, and like I think people, as soon as he signed it, were like, that's going to be a bad deal. In the moment, because it's $50 million, but it's less than that technically, right? Because isn't there a lot of bonuses?
Yeah, I think there's bonuses. The cap impact matter. Like, yeah. It's confusing. Like those, they're so weird.
Because it's like there's like bonuses for Super Bowls and MVPs and things like that. So I think it's less than technically than $50 million a year. With
and
that,
the way they escalate it, the cap hit like sporadically changes. Like yeah. It goes from like 50 to 55 to 60, then like dips to 43. Like it's weird. It's such a weird contract.
Yeah, it's just so for me. It's with CJ. I mean, it's a fascinating conversation. I at this point. I don't think CJ is going to be aggressive in terms of demanding for a trade as all this plays out. I think he would demand change elsewhere first. Like where? I think he would look at the OC and be like, guys, what are we doing here? Like what bring in someone that's, I don't know, called NFL plays before. That's not making me watch.
Nick Kaylee White just had his best game of his play calling career. Joe.
Yeah, for a quarter.
We're banging on the guy. He had the best play calling game in his career.
One quarter at a time
against one of the maybe the worst team in the NFL yep. for one of the four quarters. Like, mm-hmm. why are we banging on?
And now you're playing the worst defense in the NFL potentially next week.
They should score 30. They at should least. Hang up a 30 burger and eat crab cakes at the half. Tyler and Connor, for how much CJ is about his brothers and his team, it would be odd for him to bend the Texans over, but maybe I'm naive. Yeah, I would say you're naive. He signed David Mulligetta for a reason. Why did he pick David Mulligetta?
Because he's the best agent in football.
And what do guys that sign the best agent in football, what do they really aspire for?
Money.
Money.
Money and then location if they don't like it.
Money. It's shocking that no quarterback has taken the Brady route. Dude took cuts to be a winner. Never seen it since. Mahomes did something similar. Like, some guys don't care about winning. In fact, I think we as fans probably overrate the player's desire to win. I think that like what percentage of players in sports or the NFL, however you want to go about this, care more about their total career earnings than the total amount of rings they win?
Ooh. I'm going to be honest with you. I think it's like 50-50.
Oh, wow. I was going to say 80-85.
I mean, look what happens in free agency. We see these guys signing contracts because they can get the most money with the worst teams in the NFL.
They usually do that.
Exactly.
Or get extended before that.
Yeah, like
I feel like you're making an argument, Joe, to bump your number up.
Yeah. You're arguing my side.
So you think it's higher than 50-50?
I think 80% of players in sports care way more about their career earnings than they do about the number of rings they win.
Yeah, maybe. I guess I'm naive and I still want the players we talk about every day to care about winning.
I mean, Calvin Ridley voluntarily went to the Titans.
Yeah.
Like, I think for the love of winning.
I think they care about both, but I think that the number one priority is more the money than it is the win. I think in a perfect world, you have your cake and eat it too. I think they would love that. But no, I think it's more about the money.
Like, we could go any year's free agency pretty much, and I think we could go, like, at least the top guys. And like, just look at where they went. Well, the money they signed for, was that more a decision about winning or more a decision about the contract? And we're going to say it was about the contract more than winning.
Contract? Like they care about the contracts. Your guys are right. I'll walk that back. I 50-50 is naive. I think 80% is probably fair.
Yeah, Texture, why don't you and Joe argue that much? Joe and I argue a lot.
I mean, we're sometimes agreeable.
Yeah, we're agreeable, but we disagree. I think we've
set a record so far of how many times you said I'm right today, though.
Well, I'm in a good mood. I haven't had any food.
That's flawed.
I know, but see, it's weird though because you said you haven't eaten all day.
Yeah, it might be like, it might be an out of body experience. Yeah, don't get used to it.
I was expecting to be more angry today.
Rocky says John Mateer. I like Mateer.
Is he, how big is he? Is he like 6 foot? Is he 6 foot?
I don't know how big he is. Flooring order. I don't. I think I want Stroud to be the quarterback. I want them to have success. Flooring order in terms of prestige. Texture says hardwood, tile, LVP, concrete, epoxy, linoleum, or however you say that word.
You got it.
And then 6 through 99, anything but carpet.
Carpet's tough. Carpet's tough.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. When we return, how about Dylan Gabriel being the new quarterback in Cleveland? How about the other quarterbacks? Purdy. What should Tampa Bay do with this Bucky Irving situation? And this A.J. Brown stuff that's going on, it really annoys me. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. If you're annoyed, you know what you should do? You should get some rest and relaxation. Do you know where you can get the best rest and relaxation? Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the hustle and bustle of the job, an agreeable co-host. Escape the rat race for the weekend and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the city, enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. From the open green spaces to the wildlife, beautiful majestic trees, some of the best fishing in Texas, Two Creeks. Right on their property, they got a catch-and-release pond in the center of their property, which is great for the kids. You're going to get some good fishing in at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Hike their 92 acres of property, kayak, play some pickleball, hang out by the pool with a drink, hang out at Swampers and watch some college football on your Saturday. It's only 90 minutes from Houston. That's right. You can escape the city without traveling too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. You can get there before the sun goes down. Plus, the weather's about to get really nice. It's a perfect time to get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. It's also why they're offering you 20% off your stay right now through October. How's that deal for you? And look, Two Creeks Crossing Resort always has activities on the weekends to take care of their visitors. They look out for their visitors. Sometimes it's not even the weekend. Look at this week, for instance. They got a little thirsty Thursday coming up tomorrow, Frozen Friday. They do the bonfire. They do the s'mores as well. They got the food truck coming out, the yummy, yummy food truck. You know what they say about the yummy, yummy food truck? It's yummy. On Saturday, they got a little bingo. They got stuff for the kiddos all day. And then, of course, you can watch college football at Swampers and wash it all down. So book your stay now at twocreekscrossingresort.com. That's twocreekscrossingresort.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD 97.9 HD2.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Houston fans, you don't want to miss this. The undefeated Houston Cougars are 4-0. Ready to take on Big 12 foe, Texas Tech. It's also family weekend, so bring your crew and fill TD ECU Stadium as the Cougars will be wearing Houston blue. Wear your Houston blue, too. Help us keep the win streak alive and protect the Cougs house. It'll be a night of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, the pageantry, the roar of the crowd like a Houston Cougar football game. Tickets are going fast, so head to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS to secure your tickets today. Also, we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now, 713-780-3776, if you know the answer to this trivia question. First person to call in and correctly answer who was the Houston Cougar place kicker that hit the game-winning field goal against Oregon State. I was going to say this past Saturday night, but it actually bled into Sunday. So the last game the Cougars played, who was the place kicker that hit the game winner in overtime to lift the Cougars to that 4-0 start? You call, you get it right, you get two tickets to see Houston and Texas Tech Saturday at 6. If you're not a winner, I'm sorry, but go purchase tickets at uhcougars.com/tickets, 713-GO-COUGS. Jeremy and Joe. He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Dylan Gabriel's job in Cleveland. The rumors were out there yesterday. They made it official today. Kevin Stefanski. They promote Dylan Gabriel to QB1. Joe Flacco, QB 2. Mm-hmm. Shedeur Sanders, still QB 3. But it'll be interesting to see the lefty in Cleveland, southpaw.
I'm curious. I mean, a guy who played, what, 6 years in college?
Long time.
Obviously took a while to get going, but it's – I like Dylan Gabriel in college. I don't know how he's going to translate to as an NFL quarterback. And I, honestly, I'm just more curious as how long is his runway before they turn to Shedeur?
I think it's quite a bit.
And honestly, the Shedeur stuff is getting weird. Like, Rex Ryan called him out and – basically told him to stop talking, I think, and act like a mime. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
Did you see how Shedeur Sanders responded today?
He, like, muted or whatever.
He was fake talking when the media was asking questions.
He's childish, man.
It's strange. And at that point, I'm out on Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, I don't think Shedeur starts a game. I think they're probably out on Shedeur. That was weird behavior.
Yeah, I think Shedeur might ruin his NFL career before he gets a chance. And that's unfortunate. But I think he's getting some really bad advice on how to handle these things. But, I mean, we'll see how Dylan Gabriel does. We don't want to give this kid his first start in America, though.
Oh, they're overseas this week?
Yeah.
Where are they going?
I think they're in London against the Vikings. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're in London against the Vikings.
Maybe it's less pressure. You don't have to deal with the dog pound. You don't have to deal with American fans.
So are you going to get up at 8:30 in the morning to watch Carson Wentz versus Dylan Gabriel?
Hold on. Did you say get up at 8:30 in the morning?
Or be up.
Like, do you sleep later than 8:30 in the morning?
On the weekends, yes.
Really?
Yeah, Joseph sleeps like 9 on the weekends.
Must be nice. Can't remember the last time I slept past 8:30. Get up at 8:30. That's funny. This A.J. Brown stuff annoys me, kind of because it's similar to the contract, the conversation we just had, but a little bit different. Like, A.J. Brown, if, like, what we hear is true, and, like, I've seen the, like, people, like, oh, he wants out because he's not getting the ball. They just won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of the best teams in football. So it's not a guy that wants to get paid more than he wants to win. It's a guy that wants to touch the ball more than he wants to win, because he's getting paid handsomely.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I don't understand. This is where I don't get it. I get the financial overwinning. I get wanting to make more money than winning. Totally understand that. But needing to touch the football more than winning? I don't get that at all.
Yeah, and it's not like, and people are like, well, maybe he's not talking about it. He apologized today. He apologized for letting his frustrations boil over this weekend. And, look, I would be frustrated, too, if, what, they had zero incompletions, I believe it is, over in the second half. In this last game, he's not getting the ball. I get why you want to impact the game, but you won the football game. Like, it was the same thing with T.O., like, and even Randy Moss. Like, when you're winning, I don't get it. When you're losing, I'm more open to it. But you're winning the game. Like,
I saw some video today. It had to have been a fantasy video. They're like, oh, the Eagles should be scheming them up. They should be giving them more. They're the defending champions and have not lost a football game. They're doing okay. They're doing what they should do. They should not be changing their philosophy because a diva wide receiver is pouting, but he's not getting the football. The goal isn't to line them up and give A.J. Brown the football. The goal is to win. And they've done a lot of winning. In fact, they haven't lost a game in a very long time. I'm so sick of the A.J. Brown stuff. And a lot of it's not his doing. I get it. But, oh, the Eagles should be scheming them open. No, they shouldn't. They're doing everything right.
I mean, they've literally, like, Jalen Hurts hasn't lost a game in his last 20 starts that he's started and finished. Like, that's all he does is win. Like, he's not throwing you the ball. But you're winning football games. That's your only job, is to go out there and win games. Like, sorry you had 2 touches. Well, Saquon Barkley's also averaging 2.3 yards per carry in the last game. Their offense has not been great this year. I mean, the second half was dreadful against Tampa Bay. And
don't care, 4-0.
Exactly, you're 4-0. So, like, he's going to get the ball. That's why the thing with A.J. Brown is the whole book thing. They tried to make it seem like it wasn't this big deal. It was. They tried to make it seem like it wasn't this big deal, and then they had the author come by and all these different things, and he got some nice pub for his book. It's strange behavior. And it's where, do you care more about winning, or do you care about money, or do you care about touching the football? And he clearly only cares about touching the football.
A junkie asking, do they have bonus incentives? They probably do. They probably have bonus incentives. You are completely wrong about A.J. Brown, signed a concerned fantasy owner. There you go. You care more about your fantasy team than you do about the Philadelphia Eagles winning games, which I totally understand. But This is not your fantasy team. Nobody cares about your fantasy team.
Unless, what does A.J. Brown have A.J. Brown on fantasy teams? And that's why he's upset?
I hope he's paying for high stakes. If he's like in like a $20 league and he's crying because he's not getting the ball because he's on his own fantasy team, that would be weird.
That would be.
Brock Purdy's been ruled out Thursday. I don't know if there's a whole lot of slippage here, though. I don't think there's a huge drop-off from Purdy to Mac Jones. You lose some of the elusiveness that Purdy has. You lose some of the scrambling ability for sure. But I don't think it's a huge drop-off. That said, all the other injuries to the 49ers, the Rams might be my survivor pick.
Yeah, I mean, Pearsall and Juwan Jennings have both already been ruled out for Thursday's game versus the Rams.
Yeah, and Kittle was already missing.
Yeah.
It's like one of those, yeah, this is pretty much a bye game for us. This is like a bye week. We're going to use this as a bye week, get healthy, and then we'll see on the other side.
His top targets are Kendrick Bourne, DeMarcus Robinson, and Jake Tongas? Tongs?
Christian McCaffrey's going to catch
those passes. I do not know this man.
McCaffrey's going to catch 12
balls. He's basically
a
receiver now. His rushing totals have been pretty low so far this year.
Yeah, McCaffrey's going to get fed a lot, which hopefully they get out of the game with him being okay. Speaking of running backs that are hurt, Bucky Irving in a boot with a foot sprain. Mm-hmm. That's concerning for fantasy owners. Rashad White's probably owned in your leagues too. So that's sick. That stinks. That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry about it. Jaden Daniels is back, though. He's cleared. So that's good news for the Commanders. I wonder if this – I know Daniels played in every game last year, but was kind of banged up last year. He feels like a guy to me. I have no reason to think this, but he feels like a guy to me that's going to miss a lot of games over the course of his career.
Of course.
Was that because he plays in Washington? You remember RG3?
He's tiny.
I think it's because – I don't think it's because – yes, I remember RG3. But, no, I don't think it's a Washington thing. I think it's a scrambling quarterback thing that doesn't have an excellent stature, physical stature.
He's slight.
Would you say the same thing about Lamar, though?
I would.
He's not physically built.
Yes, I would. And Lamar's missed quite a bit of games.
Sometimes it's because he has to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Sometimes been accused of faking injuries.
That's true.
Lamar Jackson.
Well,
I mean
we'll see if it's fair yet.
Lamar's missed a good amount of games over the course of
has
his
he?
Career. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's only played one full season in its entirety. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 years ago he was held out the final week because they clinched everything. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. He missed four games, couple games here, couple games there.
I mean, he turned Tyler Huntley into a Pro Bowler.
I mean, he's missed some games.
I mean, it's part of having a running quarterback.
He's going to miss three games this year, maybe two or three.
It's,
like, I mean,
it's
yeah,
the good with the bad. It's as much as Jaden Daniels is a weapon. Like it is that the Washington Commanders are always going to have a competent backup quarterback, just because it's the risk of having a running quarterback. Like outside of Jalen Hurts, and Jalen Hurts has missed time.
And Allen,
yeah, but those guys are massive.
Exactly. Like, I think that maybe it's a false stereotype, Ryan. Like, you might be right, but it's a bias that I have or a take I have, maybe based on nothing, although Lamar has missed some games. But I don't love my quarterbacks getting hit and then not having the body to, like, sustain hits. That worries me about him. Worries me about his career trajectory, his career arch. And then Trey Benson on the IR, which is unfortunate for Trey Benson because, like, here you go. Here's your opportunity to be running back number one. Mm-hmm. And it lasted a whole week.
Yeah.
And now Michael Carter looks to be their projected starter.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that.
No, I'd hard pass on all the running
backs. What's the DiCardi guy? I think I trust him more.
DeMarcado?
Yeah, I think I like DeMarcado more. Amari DeMarcado?
He
what are
got
you,
a bunch
casual?
Of work last week. You
who,
saw it.
Who are these people?
Literally played at TCU.
Yeah,
Joe.
That's – okay, I don't watch Big 12. Big 12 football.
I mean, they were in the national championship game a couple
That's
years
true.
Ago.
That's
years
true.
Ago.
Was he on that team?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Chuba Hubbard's also going to miss this weekend, it looks like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, oh, okay. I didn't realize that. There's so many people are running to the Rico Dowdle.
Waiver oh, man. I've been scavenging waiver wires. It's not pretty.
Yeah. I'm pretty doing okay in my league. I'm in another league.
Flex.
I said pretty good. It's a pretty flex, I guess. There's one league where I had to have somebody else draft for me that I'm winless.
Oh.
So it's like I'm never letting anybody else draft for me again.
Yeah, I'm getting ghosted in your league, so.
What, your trade offers?
I'm trying to make a move. I'm getting ghosted.
Just yeah, those guys are, bad offers?
Those guys
no.
are scared. No, they're scared. They're
yeah.
scared. Those guys are scared to make trades. All right, car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. What is your car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Do you want $100 in bonus funds or entries? Of course you do. So download the Underdog app right now, promo code KILLERB, and secure $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. Promo code KILLERB. Just download the Underdog app right now and plug in that promo code. Again, it's KILLERB. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action all season long. You're in Texas. Texas is the best place to make picks and win money on Underdog because you are where your feet are, and that's the best place to be. Playing on Underdog is so easy. All you have to do is pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. And also on Underdog, you can pick teams now. Isn't that great? Get your picks right, and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, and you can play with as little as $1. And again, because I love you, $100 in bonus funds or entries when you use the Killer B promo code. I'm looking ahead of things. I'm looking to Sunday's matchup, Houston and Baltimore. You know ball. Prove it on Underdog. Nico Collins, 73.5 receiving yards. You like the higher or lower there? Derrick Henry, 78.5 rush yards. C.J. Stroud, 217.5 passing yards. Do you know ball? Do you know how those are going to play out, the higher or lower? We'll go prove it on Underdog right now. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code KILLERB to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code KILLERB, K-I-L-L-E-R-B. KILLERB, Underdog. Make picks, win money.
Must be 18 or older and present in Texas. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
This is ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
You prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wreck of the day, 713-780-3776. Come and see us at Brick House Tavern tomorrow at Humble. You'll be able to meet Joe. You'll be able to meet me if we haven't met before. Brian out there, too. Maybe my old baseball coach will be out there, too.
Maybe.
We'll see.
You mean that drunk?
What's that?
You mean that drunk guy that's always
no,
in the
he
bar?
Doesn't do that anymore. Coming up after us, Glenn Davis, Destination 2026, Comicast coming up at 7, and then the Mike Elko Show coming up at 8, and then after that, stuck in the mid-card Hall of Fame, Fred Gilmore, Booker T. What are you going to watch tonight, Joe?
Baseball?
I think I'm going to watch, what's that show called with Bateman on Netflix, The Rabbit Show? It's pretty good. I've been watching it lately. I like it. Black Rabbit. It's pretty good.
I was like, I've never heard of that one before.
And probably Dancing with the Stars, unfortunately. But Black Rabbit's very good. I highly recommend it.
I'll pass on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep, same.
Well, that's why I led with Black Rabbit, jerks. I'm going to nominate the Angels parting way with Ron Washington and then using the graphic look like it looks like a bad
R.I.P.
obituary.
Can't wait to see when you're off next Friday what happens on social media. I'm going to nominate Rob Lowe. He's a Reds fan. He's a Reds fan, and last night he was wearing Dodgers gear at the game. It's lame.
Why when I'm off Friday? What's happening?
Oh, maybe we'll put a little
you're
post.
Give me an obituary. Chad Qualls stole my joke, by the way, on this.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, little jerk. All right, what are you nominating, Brian?
I'm going to nominate not knowing the difference between Jim and John, and that caller who tried to tell us that we can't talk about Joe Mixon.
Yeah, that's a good one. Alex says the car wreck of the day is me giving Joe too many compliments. What's winning here?
I think the Angels.
Yeah.
I think they deserve it.
It looks like Ron Washington died.
Yeah, it does.
All right. Congratulations, Angels. You won something. Does it for us. Thanks to Brian. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Talk to you tomorrow. Glenn Davis, Destination 2026, right now on ESPN 97.5.
Shoo, 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 shoo.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.